But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. For when they say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Now here's where I want you to look. But you, brethren, you are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Here we are here. We are children of light. Who are the children of darkness? The children of darkness are the ones that are not of us. They could be children of darkness over here in paganism. You could be children of darkness over here in Judaism. But we in the kingdom of God, we are children of light. We're not of darkness. And you could distinguish in that first century in the language of this text that it is possible for me to know what darkness and light are. That I can identify when I transition from the light into darkness. And I can know that those who are in the kingdom of God are to be sons of light, children of light. That tells you something about who they thought they were, doesn't it? And as you come over into the next book, as he comes there, we'll finish that chart off, but look at verse 9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Who are we? We are the ones that are going to be saved. Those that are out there, they are appointed to God's eternal wrath. But we're not people of wrath. We're children of God. We're sons of light. You see how they're defining who they are? And when he comes to 2 Thessalonians, this same distinction is also seen in that book as well. As we come down to verse 5 of chapter 1, he says, well, let me get the sentence back up one verse before, so that we ourselves glory in you, in the churches of God, in your patience and faith, in all of your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not the gospel of God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Now, as you look at these statements that are made, here's this persecution that is going on. The saints, the members of the church of God that is there at Thessalonica, are suffering persecution at the hand of the Jews on the one side and from the Gentiles on the other, the pagan idolaters on the other. And he said, when Jesus comes back again, he's going to give you who are in his kingdom, in his church, you're going to have rest. Remember what we read last night? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the rest and relief from the persecution that you suffer by those that are without. But at the same time that Jesus comes to give us rest, he's going to mete out punishment against those that are not of us. Listen. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that know not God. They're still over here worshiping Zeus and Hermes. They're worshiping Poseidon and the other gods of their day. And obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These people over here that are Jews, they may not be following those pagan idols, but they haven't submitted themselves to the lordship of their Redeemer Christ. They haven't submitted themselves to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so here the saved are. These are the ones that know the Lord Jesus Christ, who have obeyed the gospel, and they're going to receive rest. But these out here, there's no rest for them. They're going to receive eternal damnation when the Lord Jesus comes with his saints. They will be separated from the presence of God forever and forever. Now, when we move down into the next chapter, we will also have another category of people that come into this equation. As it comes down to chapter 2, we've had over here, these are our idolatrous friends over here. These are our Jewish friends over here. But now we've got another group. They're apostate brethren. Listen to what he says of them in the first few verses of chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you